Welcome to MindBruise, your daily dose of information. Let's start. Hybrid warfare exposed. China's data mining tactics targeting India's elite. In a report published by the Indian Express in 2020, it was shockingly revealed that a range of prominent Indian personalities, including President Ram Nath Kovind, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Congress Interim President Sonia Gandhi, their families, and several chief ministers, were not only targeted but also identified and monitored in real time by Zhenhua Data Information Technology Company Limited, a company registered in April 2008. This unsettling revelation underscores the vulnerability of our esteemed dignitaries to such invasive surveillance. The emergence of hybrid warfare. Investigations have uncovered the existence of a log operation known as the Overseas Key Information Database, OKIDB, which utilizes various data classification tools and comprises hundreds of entries without explicit markers. A leading cybersecurity professor explained this process as hybrid warfare, wherein data mining companies acquire non-military assets to achieve subversive dominance through various psychological influences. Prominent tools in this arsenal include information pollution, perception proliferation, and propaganda. Tech giants also under scrutiny. In addition to the aforementioned high-profile individuals, the Chinese-based company also monitored Indian bureaucrats, judges, scientists, journalists, academicians, actors, sportspersons, religious leaders, and activists. The report further indicates that the surveillance extended to close relatives, including the spouses of the president and the prime minister. Various prominent associates and executives of major e-commerce platforms were also implicated. Individuals such as Deepinder Goyal, Zomato founder, Nandan Reddy, Swiggy co-founder, Pavan Vaish, head of Uber India's driver operations, Binny Bansal, Flipkart co-founder, and executives from companies such as Matrix Partners, Seed Fund, Practo, Kalari Capital, and others were mentioned. This revelation has instilled a palpable sense of discomfort among industry leaders, as data privacy and the protection of company secrets are paramount concerns for executives to ensure the longevity of their respective companies. Government under pressure. Following the report's release, the Indian government faced intense pressure from the opposition to enhance its cybersecurity measures in response to the alleged data breach by China. Various opposition leaders condemned the report's findings. Congress spokesperson Randeep Sarjewala described the situation as worrying and urged the government to investigate and reassure the nation. Leaders emphasized the need to establish a precedent to prevent the misuse of data collected by Chinese IT companies. It is a very serious matter. We hope the government will thoroughly investigate and take appropriate action to protect citizens' data privacy. This has significant implications for national security and individual privacy. An in-depth probe and firm action are necessary. Anand Sharma, Congress's deputy leader in Rajya Sabha. Chinese response. Despite these allegations, Chinese officials appeared largely indifferent. China has not asked and will not ask companies or individuals to collect or provide data, information, and intelligence stored within other countries' territories for the Chinese government by installing backdoors or by violating local laws. A source from the Chinese embassy on Akbar Road. Indian intelligence perspective. Despite the significant privacy breach, some Indian intelligence officers seemed unimpressed by the revelations. The decision to ban Chinese apps was due to this misuse. Indian agencies highlighted how ordinary Indians were unknowingly contributing to the data bank of Chinese companies, which was then shared with the Chinese Communist Party and agencies. A senior government official. The official added that while several companies, both foreign and Indian, engage in profiling individuals and businesses based on publicly available data, it remains unproven whether the data was stolen illegally. If proven, it would merit an investigation. Evolving Indo-China relations. The current Indo-China relations are evolving into complex layers of deception. While tensions across the line of actual control, LAC, have heightened, India was recently elected as a member of the UN Commission on the Status of Women, a principal global body focused on gender equality and women's empowerment, defeating China in a closely contested election. Glossary. Word. Hybrid warfare sentence within the article. A leading professor in cybersecurity explained the process named hybrid warfare, where data mining companies acquire non-military assets to achieve subversive dominance using various psychological influences. Meaning, a strategy that blends conventional warfare, or regular warfare, and cyber warfare with other influencing methods, including data mining and information manipulation. Word. Information pollution sentence within the article. Some of the prominent tools include information pollution, perception proliferation, and propaganda. Meaning, the dissemination of false or misleading information to manipulate public perception or obscure the truth. Word. Perception proliferation sentence within the article. Some of the prominent tools include information pollution, perception proliferation, and propaganda. Meaning, the spread of certain viewpoints or narratives to influence how people perceive events or issues.